Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone, and we invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. Again, 800-677-9377. That's the number to dial. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part. You'll see how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It is New Covenant Month here at Basic Gospel. Yesterday we read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. We're going to take a look at verse 6 and point out some key features of this new covenant in the remaining parts of this passage in 2 Corinthians 3. But here's the verse. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So in this verse, we have set before us the purpose of the old covenant and also the purpose of the new covenant. Adam and Eve, when they sinned, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died. They died spiritually that very day, 930 years later, or at the 930th year of Adam's life, he died physically. But the day he ate the fruit, he died spiritually. And all men and women have come into this world in that same condition, dead spiritually. We don't know that. We don't understand that. We don't self-diagnose that. We just know something's wrong. And what does the old covenant do? Well, it comes along and it has this spiritual purpose in our lives, and it shows us our real condition. We know something's wrong. We know that. And through the law, we find out exactly what it is, that we're separated from the life of God. Well, that's as far as the old covenant can go. There's nothing more that it can do, and that's all God designed it to do spiritually as far as you and I are concerned. It's like an X-ray machine. X-ray machine can't cure anybody. It simply reveals what's going on inside. In comes the new covenant, a covenant that gives life. And that's exactly what this passage says, that the Spirit gives life. So what are some key features of this new covenant? First of all, it is a ministry of the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is involved in this. He is the one ministering these things into our lives. And the first thing he does is he gives us life. We've said so often on this program, when you look at Christianity, it's first life, then change. We may be crying out to God to change us, to make us better people and all of those sort of things. But the first thing God wants to do in us is to show us that we're dead, that we need life, and then he wants to give us life. So it's first life. So that's what this Spirit does in this new covenant. He gives life. He brings righteousness. We know we're not in right standing with God, but the Spirit brings that to us through faith in Jesus Christ. He brings us eternal glory. He gives us hope. He gives us freedom. He transforms us. That's what this new covenant is all about. And I think that last one is one of the key points that we really need to latch on to, the fact that the Spirit transforms us from the inside out.
Yeah.
We don't have to fear not being changed. God's Spirit brings that about in us. And I love this fact, the word transformation here in 2 Corinthians 3:18 is the same word Matthew, for example, uses in Matthew 17 when Jesus was transfigured. What happened? There was a change that took place right before the eyes of Peter, James, and John. They saw Jesus in a completely different light. That's what this new covenant of grace that is brought about by the Spirit of God does in our lives. It changes us from the inside out.
Yeah.
That's why we need to be new covenant believers. If we want to fully be all that God has intended us to be and do all that God has intended us to do, we need to be new covenant. That's the only place that those two things are going to become reality in our lives.
That's what we are at Basic Gospel. We are New Covenant, and we invite you to be a part of it at 1-800-677-9377. We have calls on the board already, but still room for you if you call quickly. 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Jay listening to us on WMCA in New York. Hi, Jay.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, fellas?
Doing fine. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Nice to hear from you again, too. This is one I wanted to ask you. Jack Van Impe and the late Chuck Smith said that the only way you could learn the Bible, the only way you could teach the Bible or give a sermon, is if you do expository teaching, you know, the exegesis, by teaching it chapter by chapter, verse by verse, you know, like J. Vernon McGee did many years ago.
Yes.
What do you think of that? What's your opinion on that?
Well, Jay, I think that's a very powerful way to teach the Word of God. That's what we basically do in our Sunday service, is just go to a book and start at chapter 1, verse 1, and just move through. But I think there's some other things that we need to really embrace, you know, before that, that are really foundational. The fact that all the Bible is God's story about Jesus, that we need to realize and understand that no matter where we go in the Bible, no matter what chapter, what verse, in some way that verse is there to point us to saving faith in Jesus Christ, not only for salvation initially, but in just living this life by grace as well. So
I see that in the teachings of McGee when I listen to him on radio. I also, with Chuck Smith and Raul Reese, you know, those teachers who do expository teaching. Like, they could be in Genesis, they could be in Exodus, but they always mention Jesus. They always find Jesus in one of those scriptures.
Well, Jesus said it best, that all scriptures are about me. As he was walking with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he gave them one of the most incredible Bible study lessons that anybody could receive. And he went through the law, he went through the writings, which would have been Psalms and Proverbs and the Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes
that's Luke
and Job.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then he went through the prophets. And he walked them through all of those books, and he pointed out that all of those were pointing to him, were all about him.
Now, because if you notice, there's something, a reason I brought it up, you notice cults like the Jehovah's Witnesses, for instance, they have like the New World Bible, and they question a lot of Christians about the Bible, and most Christians don't know the Bible. Because, you know, they only give sermons, like maybe they'll give a sermon about, you know, something that happened in John, then they'll do something maybe that was in Obadiah, you know, but they don't know the Bible as a whole.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think is interesting to note, when you really look at how the Bible came about, like when Paul penned the letter to the Romans, there were no chapters and verses. It was meant to be read as one single letter. So you started at the beginning and got to the end, and you saw the whole story. And a lot of times we get so caught up in single verses that we miss the overall context. And so I think it's first and foremost important for us to understand the context, kind of get the overall feel of each and every letter or each and every book, and then once we get that, dive into the specifics. That gives the exegetical expository teaching some real substance.
Yeah, because I believe in expository teaching myself.
Yeah. Well, Jay, good question today. We appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, you're so welcome. Thanks for your call.
1-800-677-9377. Lines and open, plenty of lines and plenty of time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, Richard, another aspect of Bible study is something that you taught at our Metro Bible Fellowship not too long ago out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. How do we actually get an understanding of what this word means to us in application, in everyday application?
There's really only one way, and that's you have to be indwelt by the Spirit or the mind of Christ and have it revealed to you. that's the bottom line. And so, you know, in a conversation about how do we teach, well, you have to know who your audience is, right? If you're talking with someone who's asking you fundamentals about salvation, you don't start with an expository sermon. You start with Jesus, and you bring them to Jesus. And once they've accepted Jesus, now they have the indwelling Spirit. Now there is something happening inside of them that makes the Word of God exciting, and just it opens it up. It's like a flower opening. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah. So the Word of God is about Jesus. Mm-hmm. The meaning of the Word of God is revealed to us by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So we go into the Word to find out more about Jesus. We rely on God's Spirit to teach us the meaning of it and how to apply it in day-to-day living. And that really aids any type of Bible study method that you implement. Yeah. Well, let's go to the Bronx and talk with Queen. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I want to ask you a question. I think it's in the book of Revelation. I don't exactly know what chapter. I think it's 19 or 21 says, come out of Babylon. It said, come out of her, come out of Babylon and her plagues, fornicators. Maybe you heard or read that before. Does that mean the churches on the earth today to come out of the churches?
Yes, that's probably the most general way to state it. As you're aware, every church that exists in our country and everywhere else who claims to be Christian, regardless of denomination, has in it some people who are saved and some who are lost. And there will be a church at the end time that is characterized by a mixing of the truth of who Jesus is with worldly philosophy. And sometimes you see that today in some churches and sometimes you don't. And at the end, the message to the true believer is to come out of that confusion, come out of it to a focus on Jesus Christ alone rather than on a denomination or a particular teaching in a denomination or some other person. There has to be clarity of focus. And if you don't have that focus on Jesus and the purpose that's given to you by the indwelling Spirit, you will be very, very susceptible to the kinds of deception that are going to be flying around really thickly at the end, because the world system, Satan, wants to confuse as many people as possible and make it impossible for them to see Jesus. And one of the best ways to do that is to get hold of religion and make it sound good, but keep the focus off of Jesus. And if you can do that, then you're going to lead people around by their noses and take them almost anywhere you want to take them. But if on a contrast, if someone comes in and says the simple truth about who Jesus is and keeps them focused on him, they will come out of that confusion and won't be affected by it.
Okay, so you know the difference then if you're in a denomination. You will know the difference if they're teaching on Jesus and telling, you know, about him.
Well, that's the beauty of being a child of God. You have the indwelling Spirit. You have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ, or the Spirit, gives you discernment. And you may not be able to put words around it at first, but the Spirit is telling you, pay attention here, ignore that over there. And by walking by faith in what the Spirit's teaching us and revealing to us about the Word of God, it allows us to stay focused on Jesus.
Okay, could you recommend a church for me? I'm in the Bronx, and I want to know what kind of church should I get involved in.
Well, Queen, let me do this. We have some great friends there in New York, and if I could put you on hold and get your name and number, then we will connect you with these friends. They actually live right there in the Bronx. They're involved in a church, and I think I've been to this church. It is one of the most wonderful, worshipful, Jesus-praising churches I've ever been in. And I'd love to get you connected. So you hang on, and we'll get your name and number, okay?
Okay, I heard back that the end of the church age was back in 1998 was the end of the church age. Is that true?
Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
Churches are, the body of Christ is still here.
Yes.
And God is reaching out through the body of Christ, and salvation is going forth to the Gentiles, which is exactly what God's mission is through the church today. There are a remnant of Jews that are being saved on a daily basis, and they're being saved by grace, just like the Gentiles are. And so the church is still alive and well.
So you telling me it's not good to be outside of the church, even though you're a Christian. You're supposed to mingle with other Christians, right?
Well, I think there's something God-given inside of you that you know, drives you, motivates you to be connected with other believers. We belong to one another. There's this spiritual connection that we have. We belong to Christ. We belong to one another. And so it's just a spiritual desire that each of us have to want to connect and fellowship with other believers. So I think it's important.
Okay, so I'll hold on the phone, and he could give me the address. I give him my name and my address and phone number, and I want to be, led to a church that, if you think that it's a church that you know, I would really appreciate it.
Well, we'll have somebody call you. The person's name is Timothy Riles, and we'll try to make that connection. Yeah. And if that church is not the right one for you, Timothy will help you find one, okay?
Okay, thank you so very much, and I hold on.
Okay, it's so nice to hear from you,
yeah,
Queen.
Thanks,
God,
Queen.
Bless
yes.
you for calling, and you hang on. Yeah. Glad we've made a new friend with you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you hang on.
Open lines, and again, time on the clock at 1-800-677-9377. I enjoyed that call, too.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Staten Island, New York, and talk with Vincent, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. Thank you. Just want to say, the more I listen to you guys and spend the time in the Word, you know, I start to realize what it really means to live under grace. And, you know, I realize that, you know, it's not about what we do for Christ, but what Christ has done for us. And once we can, you know, fully accept that, you know, we'll be a little bit more willing to be led by the Spirit of God. But my question to you guys is Matthew 24:13, where it says, "Those who stand firm to the end shall be saved." That kind of sounds like something that we have to do rather than, you know, letting God work through us. Could you explain that to me a little bit?
Well, excellent question. And it's, you know, one of those passages where, you know, we just naturally go to and we say, see here, we've got to do something. You know, we've got to do something. And if we don't do this, then, we're going to lose salvation. And see, we can lose salvation. So we do have to play a part in it. And, you know, we come up with all of these doctrines. But the context, and that's what we were talking about earlier, is key to understanding any particular verse in the Bible. We have to know what the context is. And here Jesus has said, "You will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." So there's this persecution that's going to come, and certainly those early apostles faced it. They experienced persecution like very few people in the world will ever experience. And they were called into question because of their faith in Jesus Christ, because they had turned away from Judaism and embraced this new life that Jesus provided. And there were others that said they followed Christ, that liked what Jesus was offering. And, you know, as Jesus said one time, when, you know, after he fed the 5,000, Many of them followed him and you know, wanted more. And he looked at him and said, "You're not here for truth, really. You're here because I fed your bellies. I put food in your stomachs, and you like that." Well, those are the folks that when persecution comes, they're going to turn away. They're not going to stand firm in the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They're not going to stand firm. It's going to be proven to them that their faith was merely lip service. It wasn't genuine. And so those who stand to the end are those who have a genuine faith, who have received this ministry of the Spirit of the new covenant. They've been given life. They've been made righteous. They've shared in the eternal glory. They've been given hope. They have freedom. There's been a transformation that takes place. And God's Spirit will keep them to the end. And that's what this passage is saying.
You know, a Christian elder once told me that there's so many different interpretations of the Bible, such as figuratively, metaphorically, definitively, and literally. Like, how do you know, which interpretation to take? Sometimes it doesn't seem like such a basic gospel because of all the different interpretations.
Well, I think you start with the literal translation, the literal meaning of it. And if the context shows that that's really not the meaning to take, then you go to the next one.
Right.
So I think you start with the literal meaning, mm-hmm. and I think context will teach you otherwise.
But fundamentally, once again, this is an issue of spiritual revelation. You have the mind of Christ as a child of the living God, and the Spirit reveals the meaning of the Word of God to you. This passage is a wonderful passage of the kind of spiritual warfare that we were talking about last month. And the whole point of the armor of God is to be able to stand, just like Jesus said.
It's a spiritual thing.
Okay,
man. Thanks, fellas.
You are welcome, Vincent. Thanks for your call, my friend.
I was wondering if you guys can recommend a church in my area, too.
Well, let me put you on hold. I don't have any right off the top of my head in the Staten Island area, but we can get your information. I'm sure we already have your information, but we'll get it again and put a note that looking for a church in that area. And maybe some of our other listeners can call in and say, here's where I'm really growing in the Lord, and I would encourage Vincent to come join us over here. So.
Yeah.
I live right by New Jersey, too. I'm literally like 30 seconds from the bridge. So if you know anything in the New Jersey area, that would be great. A big help, too.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get some people to send some information to us, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Vincent. God bless.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. You hang on.
Friends, when you give to support Basic Gospel, you're supporting more than just a radio program. You know, the reason we're on radio and the reason we provide all the other resources is to spread the word, to share the life-changing, liberating truth of the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ as demonstrated through his death, burial, and resurrection. That is why we're on the air, and that is what you have a part in with your gifts to Basic Gospel. Now, this month, we're offering a new and very exciting resource to each of you for a gift of any amount. It is our basic gospel study series called The New Covenant Journey. You'll find it when you stop by to make your gift at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that's 800-727-2828 between 9 and 6 Central Time today. The New Covenant Journey Bible study series for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. As a reminder also, there are many resources available to aid your understanding of the Christian life, and you can find those when you visit our store at store.basicgospel.net. If you'd like to review each day's broadcast, or if there's some particular call that you'd like to hear again, why, get on the email list. Click subscribe at basicgospel.net, and each day you'll receive an email with a link to the most recent day's broadcasts. That's subscribe at basicgospel.net. And if this broadcast is proving to be beneficial to you, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Help spread the word also, friends. Be sure to tell a friend about Basic Gospel. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.